WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inner power and calm. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a cool head and a heart full of fire. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Unleashing your inner confidence. Because let's be real, who doesn't want to feel like they can conquer the world? Ever feel like you're holding back, like there's this invisible wall stopping you from really going for what you want? You know that feeling when you have an amazing idea but doubt creeps in and whispers, what if it's not good enough, or what if people laugh? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Confidence isn't some magical trait reserved for a select few. It's a muscle we can all build, strengthen, and flex at will. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. Here are 5 rock-solid tips to get you started on your confidence journey. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That little voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, that one. We gotta learn to listen to it differently. Instead of taking its negativity at face value, try turning those harsh critiques into constructive feedback. Ask yourself, what's this voice really trying to tell me? Maybe it's highlighting an area where you need to improve, or maybe it's just afraid of failure. Once you understand the root cause, you can start to reframe its message and turn it into a source of motivation. Think of it like a coach. Sometimes they give tough love, but it's all in an effort to help you grow. 2. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on our shortcomings and forget to acknowledge our accomplishments. But trust me, celebrating your wins, even the tiny ones, is crucial for building confidence. Did you finally nail that presentation at work? Treat yourself. Did you finish a chapter of that book you've been meaning to read? Boom. Celebrate that. These little victories add up and remind you of your capabilities. Plus, it feels damn good to acknowledge your achievements. 3. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. So, what are you afraid of? That scary audition? Taking a chance on a new opportunity? I'm telling you, stepping outside that comfort zone, even in small ways, can be incredibly empowering. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Remember, fear is often just our ego holding us back. Be brave, take the leap, and watch how confidence blossoms as you conquer those fears. 4. Surround yourself with positive people. Your energy influences your outlook. So, who are you hanging out with? Make sure you're surrounded by people who lift you up, inspire you, and believe in you. We all need a squad of cheerleaders in our lives. Avoid those negative Nellies who drain your energy and bring you down. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is super important. Be kind to yourself, even when things don't go as planned. Everyone makes mistakes, we're human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, learn from them and move on. Forgive yourself. Dust yourself off, and keep going. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance, no matter what. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you've been invited to give a presentation at work, but your palms are sweating just thinking about it. You might feel that familiar wave of self-doubt creeping in. But here's the thing. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath and remind yourself of all the times you've successfully presented before. Maybe even jot down some bullet points of your strengths and past successes to boost your confidence. Remember, preparation is key. Practice your presentation beforehand, visualize yourself delivering it confidently, and know that you've got this. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tips to unleash your inner confidence. Now go out there, own your awesomeness, and remember, the world needs your unique voice and talents. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of confidence boosting. And if you found any of these tips particularly helpful, leave me a review. Let's build a community of confident, empowered individuals together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Confidence. Until then, stay strong, stay awesome, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.